just enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 27th of August. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and you. You can connect with the show. Twitter and Instagram is Radio Now AM Show. Want to be the first caller of the day? Love to hear from you at 833-563-2539. Boy, oh boy. I kind of want you guys to go, but I woke up to something this morning. I'm like, well, isn't that convenient? Got to deal with it. Not the best way to roll out of bed. But how was your day, Mackenzie? Hopefully it was a little more positive.
You're not going to tell us what it is?
I'll tell you after everybody kind of goes around the room.
My day was, it was one of those days where I was jam-packed. It was like one thing after another thing after another thing. So I go, go, go. And then the finale, I had the meet the teacher last night. So I met my little girl's teacher, and she's darling. She's the sweetest teacher ever. I can never imagine her getting mad. And it was cute because Lulu wrote me a note at her desk and I was just cracking up. And she's like, Mommy, check this out. Check this out. It was fun. It was fun.
Were you nervous?
No. I was nervous because I didn't want to be late. So I went in there. But it was funny because some parents wanted to duck out because it was like an hour long. And they're going over the curriculum, but I stayed the entire time. But you know what's really cool? They have a secret reader. So you can sign up to go in and they give the kids clues like on a Friday who might come in. And then you appear and then read them a book. So I want to surprise my little Lulu and do that one Friday.
Oh, I thought it would be like when you're at church. Like if you're Catholic and you go inside the confessional, it's like there's like a secret door. It's like, who's reading to me? Who is it? There's a mystery curtain behind you.
Oh, Mr. Kurt. No, it's
that
like
makes a little more sense.
A mystery guest, which we could do on the show, would be fun. We could always have a mystery guest, and people could guess, you know, who could come in. So that's an idea.
People don't usually come on our show.
Hey, we had Pat McAfee yesterday.
That was you. That was all you.
That was fun.
Poor Jeff, how was your day yesterday?
It was good.
You're so apprehensive this morning.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm exhausted. First of all, because like I've worked at the steakhouse every day since Friday or Saturday, and I'm just really tired. I did something for the first time that like I haven't done yet. So today is actually 10 months that I've been on the show, and I feel like every night I'm very responsible, go to bed at a decent time. Well, last night, like I kind of went out drinking.
Oh, you just didn't go to bed.
And
you have not slept.
I've got my breathalyzer right here. I kind of want to blow it.
Oh my gosh, please, please, please blow it.
Wait, you went hilarious. Right, well,
while the breathalyzer's counting down,
I went out
with this guy that like I've been kind of seeing. Like,
Jesus.
The one you were talking about yesterday?
Just give us the first letter of his
name.
Hold
on, wait. Here, I'm blowing the breathalyzer.
A breathalyzer at 6:15 in the morning on a Tuesday.
If he is drunk. Oh my gosh, I hope he is.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I didn't think I'd be that high. 0.04. I thought it was going to say 0.00. Like, I'm fine. I swear I'm fine.
Well, obviously, the legal limit
that's like halfway to drunk.
How late were you out last night with this guy?
Till like 2.
What? Did you sleep at all?
I think we slept for like
Make sure you don't scream in the mic. Dude, you got to... Man, you're like losing control of yourself.
Necessarily bad. I was talking to my friend who like used to produce, and he says he like went out every night.
Okay, can we just take a moment how different our evenings were? I go to a parent-teacher conference at an elementary school. You are out till 2 in the morning with a hot date.
You got to do that while you're young, man. Young love.
I got to give him like a nickname. I want to call him like Baby Blues.
Oh,
because he's got blue eyes.
Is it the one we've been talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, I wouldn't think you'd bring up somebody else.
No. Yeah, okay. We had a really good time last night.
Wow, back to back
nights. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
You're about to call, like, super gay, but I think I really, like, actually like him.
Oh!
I don't really feel bad for you now that you're so tired. I thought it was because you've been working 24/7 and you've been at the steakhouse.
I told you, he makes up these excuses like he's busy or something. He's out here dating the whole time. That's so irresponsible. So I hope you're okay today.
But it's irresponsible. He came in. He wasn't late. He's here. And also, you know what? Sometimes you just got to blow off some steam. So
how was your day yesterday, Liv?
I'm not judging you, pork chop. I might be the only one.
Is he mad at me? I think he's mad.
I don't know.
How was your day yesterday, Liv?
It was good. My sister was in town, so she came to Cycle Bar last night and took a Cycle Bar class while I was working. She said it absolutely kicked her butt, and she, like, could not walk afterwards, and it was super funny. And then we went out to dinner, so it was super good seeing her. It's just so weird to see, like, a family member while, like, I'm up in Indy doing my thing, because, like, none of my sisters have time to really, like, come up and visit me.
Oh, I think that's
so
awesome.
So it was super, super cool.
That's cool. I thought I saw Liv yesterday. I was working out. I was just telling her it was so funny at LA Fitness, but she doesn't go there anymore. And I was like, oh, I thought I saw her in the class. And then the gal I thought was her was with another girl. I'm like, that's probably her sister. It totally was not them. Not them at all.
That's awkward when you go tap somebody like, hey,
hey
oh.
Girl. Oh, just kidding. Awkward
thought
moment.
You dropped something. My bad.
Oops.
All right. Well, we ran out of time. I can't tell you what happened to
me.
I
thought you were going to say we ran out of toilet paper and that was why you were upset this morning.
No, dude. I'm resourceful. I got hands. No.
I think he's mad at me.
No, I'm not mad.
Should I go? Liv, do you want to produce the show? I mean, I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
I'm not mad.
There's such weird vibes up in here. What is
going on?
I'm Gucci.
You're buzzed for sure. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, the 36th Annual Video Music Awards went down last night in Newark, New Jersey. MTV still has it going on. Taylor Swift won big. She won for Video of the Year for You Need to Calm Down, and she opened the show with this. Can we always... Oh, so good. I love her. Big fan of her new album. Billie Eilish won for Best New Artist. Cardi B won for Best Hip Hop.
Since this is a Video Music Award and everything, I really want to thank my music video team. First, Jora.
Yeah, Lil Nas won for Song of the Year for Old Town Road. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Thank you so much. This is my first award ever.
Yes, and Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello looking adorable. They won for Best Collaboration for Senorita.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Honestly, we're just so happy that everyone loves the song. We worked super hard on it, and VMAs, we love you. Thank you for this. This is incredible, truly.
Yes! What he said. Missy Elliott was honored with the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. They did Keep the Name. I know we talked about that earlier. Lifetime Achievement Award. And then an awkward moment for John Travolta. He was presenting the award for Video of the Year, and he tried to hand the Moon Man over to a drag queen, thinking, I guess it was Taylor Swift.
Can we just, like... help John Travolta out by helping himself and not letting him do award presentations. He's done this before where I couldn't say the person's name either, but he butchered the person's name. Was it like...
Yeah, from Frozen.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's like, dude, let's just let him go. Like, I have no ill will, but you're not a presenter. You're just not ready for this.
I feel like people are just messing with him now just to see what will happen. That's so funny. But that has gone viral if you want to check out the Travolta moment. Well, Jason Momoa is asking people to respectfully not come up and request photos when he is with his daughters. He has his girls.
Lola, Iolani, and then Nakoa Wolf.
Yes, he loves to spend a lot of time with them, but he's just saying, hey, if I'm with my girls, don't come up and ask for a picture and autograph. Just respect my time. Otherwise, when he's in full Aquaman mode or whatever he's doing, he says he's happy to pose, but not with his family. A lot of celebrities have those rules.
No, I think it's fine if you're a celeb and people want a picture of you, for sure. But like little kids, no way. Like, why? Like, I get the money angle, but it's just, it's so rude. You, I don't know. There should be a little respect there. I think if you're a celebrity, you are in the public. That's expected, but
right,
not your kiddos.
Yeah, I know. It's like a fine line. It's hard when you see someone and you want to go up and say hi. You're like, should I? But just be respectful when they're with their family, for sure. Leonardo DiCaprio's environmental organization, Earth Alliance, created a donation fund to help address the crisis in the Amazon. And the actor himself pitched in a $5 million donation.
Dang.
$5 million for Leo, and he's calling everybody to help. Although people are saying, well, that's not going to do it for the Amazon. I'm like, come on. Well, it's a start.
It's a start. I mean, if they're like being appreciative, that's not bad. But if they're critical, like, that's all you got is $5 million, Leo.
Right,
don't
exactly.
Don't need more, you cheapo.
No. I mean, come on. That's
It's
wonderful.
Crazy, though. That fire is still burning. And I didn't even realize it, that that's like 20% of the Earth's oxygen comes out of there.
It's a big deal.
That's
Absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely. Well, Cardi B says she was nervous to give none other than J-Lo a lap dance.
I was very nervous, to be honest with you. I'm like, oh, God, I got to sit on J-Lo. I got glasses. Like, this is crazy. I just, oh, Lord, I'm not ready for this. My heart pumping fast.
Right. You were ready.
Oh, Lordy. Well, Cardi B says that it's for their movie Hustlers, which opens September 13th. You going to go see this?
I actually kind of want to see it, yeah, because Lizzo's in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of cool people in there. I don't know if it'll be that good of a movie, but I kind of want to see it. It's like, we're going to show these Wall Street guys what's going on, and they've been taking advantage of us too long, so we're going to get them drunk and give them lap dances and charge all their money.
Dude, J-Lo is so ripped. I mean, she always is, but she looks good.
Yeah, she's got that hard body.
Yes.
Hard body. Kind of like me.
Exactly.
Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, with the web girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. This is something that gets so annoying, and I'm amazed that people still do it in the movie theater. The number one thing, talking. Like, not like during the previews. I don't mind if you talk during the previews, but can you guys, like, what do you do if somebody's actually talking in the movie theater, like whispering to the person next to them? I can't stand that.
So usually people behind me will be like, shh. Like, not to me, but like, I don't talk. But
wait, you're a shh.
No. But if someone else is talking, usually someone else in the theater will take care of the problem for me, so you don't have to do anything. Like,
okay.
Other people will be like shushers.
But will you ever, you'll ne- no. Have you ever been a shusher?
No, I would never do that.
Okay. See, I was a shusher once.
You're
like,
a shusher?
Yeah. If you're being rude, like, listen, not to knock movie theaters, but it's the most expensive thing in the world not to go.
Right.
Like,
you really
it is.
Have to want to see that
you
movie.
You have to want to be in the experience at a movie theater to go, to have that big screen and the sound, because otherwise watch it at home for much cheaper. No, I remember when I was like, oh my gosh, I think I was like 19. I felt really bad about it, but people cheered me. I was like,
people cheered you on.
I was 18 or 19. I was in a movie theater, and these girls in the front row, and we got stuck too with kind of like really front row where you're looking straight up at the screen, that like break your neck seats.
Yeah.
And these girls were on their phone, all lit up, like three or four of them. Yeah.
Oh,
giggling.
That is annoying. Yeah.
I was like, hey, shh. And they're like, whatever. And I'm like, hey, be quiet. Like, this is during the movie, not during the previews. Finally, like, the girl told me to go F myself.
Stop. Was she like 10?
No, she was probably like 15.
15?
Like, 'cause I was like 18, 19. I was just out of high school, so I must have been like 19 or so.
Wow. What did you reply to that?
I went and I poured all my popcorn over her head.
No, you did not.
I swear, I was so mad. The whole theater went nuts.
This is like a movie in itself.
It was. And then they got kicked out. I thought I was going to get kicked out for sure, because you can't just pour stuff on people.
Yeah, 14-year-old girl.
14 or 15.
Oh, my God.
Might have been 16.
I mean, it was popcorn.
Listen,
I would have opened my mouth.
Yeah, but that's butter.
Yeah,
like, that's like buttery and greasy in your hair.
She deserved to have pop poured on her for what she was doing. Doing. It was that rude. Also, too, like going along, but that's what I did when it came to actually being on the phone. That's like the number one annoying thing in a movie theater. But like, what do you guys do when you're, are you offensive or when you do like the loud eating or like slurping? They have like little slushies and things.
I don't hear it.
You never hear that?
No.
I'm so self-conscious. Like, I love some chewy candy sometimes.
Yeah.
Popcorn's not bad, but there's certain things, like they have nachos and cheese sometimes in a movie theater. Hum. Hum, hum, and it's like, what was that one movie that was quiet the whole time for like an hour and a half most recently that came out? There was like a movie where it's like silent the whole time. It had the guy from The Office in it as one of the main characters.
Oh, A Quiet Place.
Yes.
With Emily Blunt.
What are you allowed Phenomenal to eat in The Quiet movie. Place? I don't even think you can sip water in The Quiet Place.
I always am opening, though. I'm trying to open my candy or open it, and it's Real like quiet. So loud every time. You just try to be quiet. It just is automatically loud.
I don't think about it. At all.
Yeah.
I literally just open whatever I want. I like drink my drink however I want. And I talk in movies. I am a big, big talker in the movie theater.
That is so rude.
Joe would pour his popcorn on you.
Oh, he would have poured a drink on me. But I
would have went to the concession stand just to get things to put on you.
I've never been shushed in my life before.
Really?
And me and my boyfriend will both kind of like talk back and forth, but we are literally like in each other's ear, so it's not like I'm just turning over like, oh wow, did you see that, but I'm like in his actual like little eardrum whispering like, oh my gosh, could you imagine if right now this happened, like whatever.
I have a friend and I don't go to movies with her anymore because she asks a million questions as if I've seen the movie before, like we're seeing the film for the first time together.
You're like, I remember when I directed this movie. Yeah.
And I love her to death, but she asks, I think it's just in her. She's like, what's going to happen? Wait, where's he going? I'm like,
see,
I'm seeing this for the first time.
I do that too. And I will say on behalf of your friend, you think that the person next to you is smarter than you. So like they understand something on a deeper level that like you missed.
This explains so much about you, Liv, the fact that you're like, me and my boyfriend are the talking couple at the movies.
We are. We
have
a great
time.
We have a great time.
I don't know what to do. Just please don't do what Liv does and don't do any of those other things. Some other things that I've made this list, they say it's kind of rude to make people get up during the movie so you can go to the bathroom like multiple times. I agree. Listen, if you got an upset stomach, Liv, then just stay in the bathroom. Like, don't get up. Come back. Get up. Come back.
Do you guys remember Avatar, that movie with the blue
people?
I
never saw it, but it was day long.
It was like 3+ hours, and I was super pregnant, and the last spot was in the middle of a row, and I was dying. I had to go at least 3 times because when you're pregnant, you have to go to the bathroom a lot.
Oh, man.
You can't hold it. And people probably wanted to kill
me. Now you know what it's like to be a fat guy. Like when you're pregnant, trying to walk by and your belly's bumping everybody. You can feel my pain now.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, I'd have to say it was going to be that way.
That's funny.
A school resource officer has been fired after she filmed a nude video of herself in an elementary school bathroom during work.
What?
Of all places, like I know people sext and they do like all kinds of stuff like, hey, babe, check out this photo. But that's where you're going to do it. You're going to get naked in like a locker room or something.
An elementary school?
Yeah. Florida police said the woman removed her badge, uniform, and gun to make the video for her husband. This happened back in December at Kissimmee Charter Academy. Police said the reason for being fired was because if a shooting had happened, she wouldn't have been able to respond. What's she going to do, run out there naked?
She's too busy doing selfies or whatever.
Drop to the ground. She said she was on her break and locked the bathroom door and doesn't believe she should have been fired. Here's Police Chief Jeffrey Odell talking about the situation.
It goes to show what that person, what kind of behavior or their lack of commitment to professionalism, providing security in schools. If you're going to do this, I'm not sure that you could be trusted at any time on duty.
I mean, I love the men and women that protect us and serve, but that's kind of stupid, right?
Super stupid. How did they find out about this? Did she post?
I did not see that. I mean,
were there video cameras? I'm wondering, like,
oh, no, that's creepy.
Surveillance saw her doing that.
Gosh, yeah, big dummy right there. So she's out of work.
Whenever you're around or working with children, you're G-rated, okay?
Well, you tell me I can't be naked when I go to a school anymore?
No more.
Jeez, non-meat meat, which is weird to say, is coming to KFC. How about
that?
Non-meat meat is coming. Yeah, the chain is testing a vegan version of its fried chicken in Atlanta restaurants starting today. KFC will be testing nuggets and wings. Burger King, White Castle, Little Caesars offer plant-based meat from Impossible Foods. Has anybody tried like the Impossible Whopper, for example? I haven't tried any of these impossible things that are not meat, but they're supposed to taste like meat.
Yesterday, you were talking about Popeyes?
Yes, chicken, yep.
I went by, not once, not twice, 3 times, the Popeyes off Carmel Drive in Carmel. There was a line of at least every time 20 to 25 cars at all times in the morning, in the afternoon, insane. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
Like we talked about, people are fighting. Kind of a side note, speaking of Popeyes, one cool story I didn't get to this morning in Need to Know News. There was a kid this past weekend, too young to even vote, but he registered a bunch of people that were waiting in those long, hour-long lines while at the Popeyes drive-thru. He registered them to vote, which is kind of cool,
that
too.
Really,
so it's like
cool.
A kid doing something.
But I've never seen lines like that on a random Monday.
Now, I mean, I think it's just a viral thing. It's like, I got to try it. I got to see what it's all about. So that's what's going down.
I guess.
And finally, the big news in football, but really in Indy too, was season ticket holders of the Colts. Everybody is upset because Andrew Luck announced his retirement, kind of surprised over the weekend. And well, now some season ticket holders are asking the team, hey, I'd like my money back, you know, after he retired. Well, there's no word on whether the Colts will honor the request of ticket holders or how many actually want that. But Jacksonville Jaguars long snapper Matt Overton, who played for the Colts for 5 seasons, chimed in saying he would buy the tickets for those who want refunds. He said he plans to donate tickets to Riley Hospital for Children, which is in Indianapolis, and actually former quarterback Andrew Luck was really involved with that charity.
Matt Overton is an awesome dude. He is outstanding.
I wonder how many tickets he could actually buy, though. Is he going to spend his whole salary on tickets?
That's really cool. He put it out there.
That'll be interesting to see what happens. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online. Also, we put a swipe up link on our Instagram story, so follow us now so you'll see that later. It's Radio Now AM Show. Song of the day. Who is going to be the big winner today? Porkchop's been on a hot streak lately.
Yeah, he has.
Some say there's voter fraud, but I don't know if that's true or not.
It's just so funny because his eyes light up when he's giving the final results, and we know it's him.
Yeah, I still feel like this whole robot in winter cahoots.
Rosie, they're having a torrid love affair.
Something. Don't spill water on
it's
her,
like
whatever
Jeff
you do.
Bezos.
Okay, let's get into Song of the Day today. You can vote at 52140 for what song you would like to hear because you think it's the best one for the category. And that category today is songs that we all know by heart. I'm kind of throwing this one out here. This one could like be the best thing ever, or this one might get no votes. Like that, it's either going to win it, or it's going to get not a single vote except for me voting at 52140. My song today, I think everybody knows the words to. It's been in great movies, and you like it even if you don't admit it. How about a little All Star by Smash Mouth?
Hey now, you're an All Star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
If you want to hear that song, all you got to do is text the word song to 52140. Working our way down the list, Mackenzie, what song do you have today for Song of the Day?
Well, I chose a song that before you realize it, you're like, I know all the words to this. Of course, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, Shallow. You feel like you can sing even if you cannot.
There are certain songs that have that effect on people. If you want to hear a Mackenzie song, songs that we all know by heart, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Shallow. Pork Chop, what do you have today for Song of the Day?
So in 2003, a movie came out, and it had the song Scotty Doesn't Know. What movie was that, Liv? Do you know?
With Matt Damon?
Yes.
Matt Damon was Scotty. Scotty doesn't know, right?
I had a friend named Scotty, and we all, or Scott, rather, and we all made fun of him.
Was that Dazed and Confused or something?
No. I think Mackenzie had it.
Oh.
But anyways, around the same time, there was a song that came out called Stacy's Mom. And
yes.
I had a friend named Stacy, and me and my friends, we all made fun of her for that. So that's why today's Song of the Day for me should be Stacy's Mom.
Do you guys remember the video was so hot for this? Rachel Hunter was Stacy's mom.
I do.
I don't think I've ever actually seen the video.
She's like a 90s supermodel.
All right, and my turn, last but not least, right?
Yeah, why don't we throw out there if you want to vote for Pork Chop? 52140. See, now if we cut you off, Pork Chop, then nobody can vote for you. Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Liv, what do you have today?
I have the song Wannabe by Spice Girls because everyone jams out to this song. It is like a total girl power, girls night anthem. Even men like it.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
If you want to hear Liv's song, Spice Girls Wannabe, all you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Let me go over these one more time so you know all the possible songs. I, myself, Joe, I had All-Star by Smash Mouth. Mackenzie had Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Porkchop had Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. And Liv the Web Girl had Wannabe by Spice Girls. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. It'll give you an option to vote with all those choices. You get to pick.
Do you know they never turned on Victoria's, like, Beckham's mic?
What?
The Spice Girls.
Wait, like, she not know how to sing?
She doesn't really sing.
Like, the background's like, yes, <baby." laughs> Finest technology that man could buy. That's what we got here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And we are doing Song of the Day. The voting, it has officially concluded. If you want to take part tomorrow, save the number 52140 into your phone so that you can do that. Let's do a little recap of what songs everybody had today. Myself, Joe, I had All Star by Smash Mouth.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
Mackenzie wanted to do a little Lady Gaga, Shallow. Porkchop knew somebody's mom that was called Stacy, so that's what he went with. Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's mom.
I'm not in love, I'm in love with Stacy's mom.
And Liv the Web Girl said, you know what song that we all know by heart? This is definitely going to be the winner. She went with Spice Girls' Wannabe.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
All right, Porkchop and Rosier. Calculating all of your text message votes this morning to get a winner.
We think they're secret lovers.
Something's going on. This does not input. Get out.
I think I want to resell my song because I feel like my song is very good and it didn't get enough votes.
Oh, don't be.
For the first time ever.
There's a disturbance in the force.
Like, I mean, all the songs were good, but I mean, like, I feel like mine was really good,
okay,
too.
Okay, just because you didn't win today doesn't mean you get to be butthurt.
For the first time ever.
Hey, I'm the one that reads the votes here. Okay. So, coming in fourth place. Fourth is good. That was Mackenzie.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell me something. I'll just sing to myself.
Not too far behind. Third place, Joe Pesh. So it's obvious, like, who won, right?
Oh, wait, yeah, because you didn't win, because you're complaining, which means I won.
Spice Girls.
Congratulations, Liv. First place with an overwhelming, 44% on the text.
It's a Spice Girls morning.
Yeah,
I love it.
Killed it on the text, even though on Twitter you and me were neck and neck.
It is your Song of the Day winner. Songs we all know by heart was the theme. You voted, and here it is.
It's a good one.
Spice Girls Wannabe. I usually don't dive off the deep end with these conspiracy theories, guys, but this photo I just texted you all is absolutely insane.
If you want to see the picture, you can go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show, and you can vote if you think it's Steve Jobs or not.
Whoa, I'm convinced it is.
Okay, Porkchop, what do you think?
I'm literally looking at it right now, and that looks a lot like Steve Jobs.
Okay.
I'm in. That's him.
Liv?
Oh, 1,000%. Not a doubt in my mind.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs died back in 2011, but a recent photo of a man who looks just like him has people saying, wait a minute, is this Steve Jobs? The photo was shared over the weekend on Reddit by a bunch of users. The man in the photo looks just like Steve Jobs. He's even barefoot, which, if you didn't know, was something Steve was known for doing. Like, he didn't shower a lot. He liked to be barefoot and discomfortable. But the one major red flag that some people have pointed out, they say, you know what? The guy wasn't saying that guy wasn't Steve Jobs because he's wearing a watch, but it wasn't an Apple Watch.
Oh! Mm.
But here's my thing. Wouldn't you, if you were like dead, not wear your product anymore? Because then it would totally be obvious that it's Steve Jobs.
Good point.
If that's the only thing saying it's not him, like I even zoomed in on this closer and closer, and his side profile, gosh, it looks just like him.
Doppelganger for sure.
The hair color. Is there anybody out there that thinks that maybe Steve Jobs is still around, or anybody else for that matter? 833-563-2539. I think the obvious ones, people are like, Tupac's alive, Biggie's alive. But do you guys think that anybody is still out there that maybe we thought was not around?
I think
that faked their own death, you're saying?
Well, possibly, yeah, or at least we were told they were killed.
Isn't there stipulation Michael Jackson's still alive?
Yes.
There is?
That's a very common one. Yeah, people think that he's like in Costa Rica or like Barbados or something.
I've heard that.
Costa Rica's nice.
I think too, John Lennon. I think John Lennon actually is still alive as well.
There's always a hoax that John Bon Jovi is dead. But he's alive.
Oh.
But he dies all the time. And he's like, wow, heaven looks a lot like New Jersey.
Yeah.
He's constantly, there's like a death hoax about him.
That's got to be hard for you, Pork Chop, being a New Jersey guy.
Well, there's also that huge hoax with Avril Lavigne that she actually died back in like 2016. And ever since then, there's been a body double for her. This is like a giant, giant conspiracy theory that came to light like last year.
So she does have a head above water tour 2019. So we'll see.
Yeah.
She's coming back, baby.
Who's the girl that sings Rehab?
Amy Winehouse.
No, yeah. that girl's dead.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
No, I've heard stipulation she's alive. I mean, come on. Like, the song, Gotta Go Back to Rehab.
So what, you just think she went back to rehab and she was so ashamed that she faked her own death?
Possibly.
It just gets you wondering. You need to see the photo right now for yourself, because I'm, like I said, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but after I saw this photo, I'm like, oh my gosh.
That is Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs is totally around.
By the way, I zoomed in to the license plate in that picture, and the registration expired 2017.
Wait, well, Liv, were you there?
No.
I'm just kidding, registration. Oh. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Noelle.
Who do you think is maybe still here?
I'm not actually going to comment on who I think is still here, but I looked at the job and I'm actually like, originally I'm Middle Eastern. And what's kind of weird about the photo is what he's wearing. He's actually wearing like a dishdasha, which is like this long dress that the men wear in the Middle East.
Interesting.
And the thing about Steve Jobs is he's originally he's of Lebanese descent. So if he's hiding out, then he might be in the Middle East hiding out if he's still alive, because he's wearing what he's wearing.
It all makes sense.
That is insane. So, wow. Hey, thanks for that keen observation. If you want to see it, Radio Now AM show.
Goosebumps.
Wow.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, Breaking Bad fans, get ready for El Camino, Breaking Bad movie. Oh, yes, it's coming our way. It'll be released October 11th on Netflix. Original series, huge hit, aired on AMC from 08 to 2013. Now, Joe, you told me you were late to the game, but you did watch Breaking Bad.
I was very late to Breaking Bad, but I think it was, maybe it's even still on Netflix. I binged that till my butt hurt.
And?
Loved it. I thought they ended it perfectly. I watched kind of the spinoff, Better Call Saul, or Sal, whatever you call the guy's name. I absolutely love it.
Saul.
Very cool.
Weird name. But yes, it is an awesome, awesome show.
I was late to the party as well. I watched like one episode. I would totally binge it when I ever have time. But this is going to be big news. Breaking Bad fans are very pumped for it. Well, SNL revealed the first lineup of guest hosts and musical performers for season 45. Starting things off will be Woody Harrelson. But get this. SNL legend Eddie Murphy will be back. He has not hosted the show since back in 84.
This show is such a big part of who I am and in my life, and I'm so happy to be back here, and it's just a magical feeling. Actually, feels like going back to my old high school, kind of.
I can't believe he's coming back.
That was from a tribute. Yep, he'll be back, baby, and better than ever, hopefully. First three musical guests of the season will be Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, and Camila Cabello, so get pumped for that. Now, speaking of SNL, SNL's Pete Davidson, of course, used to date Ariana Grande. They're engaged. He had a total meltdown in front of college kids, calling them idiots, amongst other things. He was shouting at kids attending one of his shows at the University of Central Florida, and basically had a total meltdown, went on a rant. I guess they were booing him. He was saying he wasn't funny. He was pressed because no one was laughing at his jokes. He shouted at everybody, get off your cell phones, and just lost it on stage.
Wow.
The poor thing. He's got some demons.
Oh, for sure. He's working through some stuff. But I can see how he's frustrated, though, too, Mackenzie, if people were on their cell phones and just being rude. Like, that could really mess up your set.
Yeah. I feel like you just got to keep going. You're getting paid. Do your thing. I mean, when you start shouting, and now it's viral for, you know, him melting down and getting crazy.
Poor dude. Thanks, Ariana.
Oh, baby bombshell. Wendy Williams claims her ex was a total cheater. Not only that, has a secret daughter.
I have a really, really good view, and I'm really, really reclaiming my life. But with, and
she shares it all on her show.
And I don't have a boyfriend, but I must admit, I am rediscovering my love of men.
Go, girl. Yes, Wendy claims her cheating soon-to-be ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, has, in fact, a secret daughter, and that he had the affair and impregnated another woman, obviously, which led to their divorce. And she said she first learned of the affair after catching him on his phone in the middle of the night with a mysterious female. Then she hired a private investigator to see who he was having the affair with. Then boom, bada bing, he got the lady on the side pregnant, and boom, secret daughter.
I just want to keep that clip that we just played right there to the end, and I want to use it for Pork Chop. I'm rediscovering men!
Yeah!
I knew you were going to say that.
Go, boy.
Because he is. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, so glad that you are here. Be part of the show because it's about to get a little awkward, and I'm sure you had the same experience. 833-563-2539. The question this morning is this. How did it go when the parents of you met the parents of your significant other? That first time when they meet can be so awkward.
Right? You hope it goes well. And that's a major step. Like, you know it's for real when they want to introduce you to their family, their parents, and vice versa.
So what I've heard, and maybe it's just me eavesdropping, but I heard Liv the Web Girl and Jewel Daddy, they've been together for over a year now, but I hear for the first time their parents are meeting. Is that right?
Yes. So it's happening this Friday. And my parents are coming into town because they're helping me move and pack things up. And so my boyfriend had the good idea and was like, you know, we're going to go to that Beatles cover band on Friday night with my parents and my parents' friends and with my sister and her boyfriend, just a bunch of his family. And he was like, your parents should stay the night and come with us to meet them. Like, I want your parents to meet my parents so they could finally meet and be a perfect place to meet.
I think that is a perfect place. Now, everyone, maybe do they enjoy wine? Maybe everyone can be relaxed.
Yes, exactly. And his thing was that he didn't want my parents, the first time they meet his parents, to be at his parents' house because his parents' house can get a little rowdy sometimes because they just have so many kids and there's always a ton of people there coming in and out and like friends coming by. So it can be a little rowdy. So he was like, this is a perfect like middle ground, like a median place, or, you know, they can just meet for the first time. And I think he's way more nervous than I am.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's just nervous because his parents are so funny. And, you know, I think he's just nervous that maybe they'll embarrass him or bring up embarrassing stories where my parents, they know the drill.
Right.
Like, I have three older sisters. Yes, they're all married. They know the drill. They know not to embarrass me, you know. So they've got it down pat. So I'm not nervous, but he is so nervous.
That's
about this
sweet
meeting.
I kind of want Liv to feel more nervous. And by that, I mean, I want you to call us at 833-563-2539 because I want you to share what actually happened, what went down with you and your parents and your significant other's parents And how did that situation go? Did somebody bring up politics? You know, that always has to be
something
fun.
Yeah, things not to talk. Give us things not to do.
Somebody,
politics, religion.
Did somebody hit the booze a little too hard?
Right.
Were they a little sauced when they were meeting each other and they were a hot mess? 833-563-2539. How did it go the first time that both the parents met?
So all this talk about, you know, the parents meeting is kind of giving me anxiety because, so my ex and I, Chase, we dated for 7 years. And our parents, you know, finally did meet for the first time just a year ago. And, oh, man, it was intense. Like, I actually almost was crying because I was so overwhelmed with nervousness.
What happened?
So my parents came up to Michigan because I had to have surgery. And he lives, like, out in the middle of nowhere. So I had to go to the highway because there's, like, no cell phone service. So I escorted my parents to Chase's house. And on the drive there, I literally, my heart, it almost exploded. But anyway, so...
You're so nervous.
The parents met, and it actually went well.
Oh, yeah. Good. So it was just the nerves leading up to.
Were you guiding it the whole time? Like, don't say that. Don't bring this up. Like, were you just, like, just waiting for a possible explosion to happen?
My dad did bring up politics.
Ooh, no!
And
no.
My parents and his parents have differing opinions, so that was funny.
Did you shut it down pretty quick?
Yeah. I was like, please. Like,
I feel like this is the situation at Pork Chops.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Okay, can we change subject?
Yeah. Pork Chops, like, I've got cats and
meet
I milk
the
them.
The parents.
833-563-2539. Want to know, how did it go the first time that you met your significant other's parents with your parents and, like, when they met each other, how'd that go? We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, call the show, 833-563-2539. We're talking about how Liv the Web Girl and her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, their parents are meeting for the first time, and hopefully it doesn't turn out like this.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Okay, can we change subject?
I mean, to be honest, that would be kind of cool, but I would feel bad because that would be awkward. But what's the situation that went down when the parents met for the first time and got a little bit awkward? 833-563-2539. Brittany, you didn't have an awkward situation, did you?
Well, kind of.
What happened?
So my mom came to visit in April of last year. And so I was like, okay, let's have your parents meet my mother. And so we all went to dinner downtown. And his parents are very close-minded, very religious. And the topic of gay people came up because there was a couple that walked by. And they started saying some of the worst comments I've ever heard in a public place, not knowing that my mother was gay.
So then
what went down?
My mom gives this look because she is very outspoken like I am. We have a really hard time holding our tongue because we're born and raised on the East Coast. And so she looked at me and I just looked at her and I'm like, Mom, please, not in a public place. Like, not right now. Like,
but you knew it was about to go down.
Oh, she was about to lose her mind.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks
you
for calling in at 833-563-2539. Kelly, hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Tell us about the first time the parents met.
Hey, so I was actually had to have emergency surgery done, and my parents came up from Illinois. And my dad is like a super introvert, whereas my ex's parents were like super extroverted. But the problem is my dad was trapped in the room with my ex's mom, who she's like, I think I'm going to divorce my husband. And so she was like going on and on about how my ex's dad like cheated on her and was like kept asking my dad like all these questions like, what do you think I should do? Like, why do you think he did this? You're a guy, like, you know,
just
blah, blah, blah.
Needed a sounding board of some sort.
When I finally like woke up from anesthesia, my dad was like, never put me in a room with her again.
I bet if I was your dad, I'd be like, you know what? I want to go have surgery now. That is incredible. Kelly, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Amanda, tell us how it went when the parents met the other parents for the first time.
All right. So we're actually still together. We're married 7 years now, been together for 12. So we had a little bit of an issue. We had to move in with my husband's mom before we bought a house. This was like 10, 11 years ago. So we're living with her. We go to my nephew's birthday party. I introduce my mom to his mom. And she says, oh, so you're the one that lets them live together. I don't agree with that, but okay. First word that came out of her mouth.
The first words?
At the nephew's birthday party?
Oh, like, so you're the one. What was the response?
Oh, yeah, it was so far, they've not really had any type of relationship, but, you know, what can you do?
But I think you got to kind of admire her, though, that she passively, aggressively just threw it right out there. Like, you'll never question where she stood on that issue. I think that's a good one.
That's true.
Hey, thank you, Amanda. Sarah, we'll wrap things up with you here on the show. What'd you want to say?
Well, it was when my mom met my ex for the first time, and we have a really, really, really open relationship, and I had told her about the size of condom that he wears, and she high-fived him the first day she met him and said black and gold, and from there, they've had this great relationship even after our relationship ended.
So awkward.
Wow.
Do you think that their relationship has taken it to the next step, like the next level?
No, I would hope not.
Are you finding any black and gold wrappers around the house?
No.
What is this? This isn't a Werther's original. What is this? Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in this morning. If you couldn't get through, why don't you tweet us or maybe send us a DM. Slide on in there. Radio Now AM show. All right, don't you freak out. Don't get your panties in a wad. We are going to be doing Dare Dice and finding out who, liver pork chop, will face the box of shame because Mackenzie and I got the hot hands.
Oh, man, I'm scared.
We roll those big numbers.
Scared.
We're going to go live on Instagram, too. It's Radio Now AM show, so make sure you're following us now so you can see that in less than 10 minutes here on Radio Now. So, Mackenzie, I want to tiptoe around this because I don't know where we're actually going with it, but I heard you did something recently for the first time, and it was, what, disappointing or a letdown?
It was underwhelming. It was kind of like, meh. Okay, it's not that deep. I wanted to try Uber Eats for the first time. I've never done a DoorDash or any of those, like, to-your-door deliveries. I don't know why. I just haven't done them. So I decided to try it, and the food, I mean, not dissing anybody in particular, but like you couldn't find my place. It took forever, that it was cold. And I was so pumped to try this because I've heard such rave reviews. Maybe it was just a bad first experience, but I was like, oh, not that great.
Now, it was like, here's one thing that can make it bad. Was the food like later cold?
A little bit.
Okay.
But bless his heart, the driver couldn't find my place. I understand. But like, I had to go down and try to track him down. But that's part of the fun. They're supposed to deliver to your door.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, that's not fun trying to track somebody.
Right.
833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. What's something you recently tried for the first time? Was it? What do you say? Underwhelming?
It was underwhelming. And
that is disappointing.
To make matters worse, I tried it because I got an email that my first delivery would be free delivery. And then the time ran out for that. So I still got charged for delivery.
Live the Web Girl, anything underwhelming in your life?
Well, I did something for the very first time. And mine also had to do with Uber. I did Uber Pool.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Where like you carpool with people, and it's supposed to be like super good for the economy. And also it's cheaper. So you basically carpool in an Uber. And it was the wildest ride of my life. There was one guy that was so smelly.
Ew.
Next to me, like intoxicated.
No way.
The
I
back
would
seat.
Never do that. I
and
couldn't.
Then the girl in the front was just like a major kind of like brat. And she was like, I'm running late. She was like answering emails on her phone. And she felt so panicked. I fed off of both of their energy. And I was a panicked, smelly mess. It was fun and exhilarating. It was fun and exhilarating, and I'm glad I did it, but I don't know if I'm going to be doing it again.
All right, and Producer Porkchop, what about you? What is something that you recently tried, a little underwhelming, or just maybe, you know, well, it doesn't have to be underwhelming. I just feel bad for Mackenzie. That was her experience.
I was so
maybe
excited.
Your experience was great, but what you tried recently for the first time.
Mine was overwhelming. I'm doing it right now.
I doubt that this is your first time blowing.
Right now, Pork Chop is blowing something in
he
his mouth.
He has a breathalyzer keychain, for those of you who don't know.
I'm always so responsible, and I don't like drink on work
weekdays,
nights
yeah.
or weekdays. But like, I went out and drank last night, and I just blew my breathalyzer. It's a .01.
You are 0.01. Still a .01?
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so I drank for the first time on a work night, and I don't know. I'd say it was overwhelming. I'd say I feel like I'm doing a great job today.
You're killing it today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something. Wow. Well, it's close to it. Something's dead, yes, and dragging, but.
Here's the thing about Producer Porkchop. He comes in just dragging butt. He's like, I'm so tired. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you poor thing. You've been just working two jobs. You're exhausted. I didn't know he's out till 2 a.m. at the bars with his hot date.
I will say this is the most energy I've ever seen him have. So maybe you should do this every night.
Because he's in love. I think he's falling in love.
He's going to collapse in like one day for sure. But if you have anything else that maybe you recently tried, you can let us know. Maybe it went good. Maybe we can give it a try. Hit us up in our DMs on Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. I just got a weird feeling. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
What is that feeling?
Mackenzie, I don't know. Dare Dice is about to happen, and the loser, whoever rolls the lowest number, that's how you lose. And then the next day, you have to face the box of shame. And just let everybody know, like, what are some of the punishments have been. Last week, Liv the Web Girl had to take on the hot sauce roulette. Luckily, she got the mild sauce. Otherwise, that habanero would have destroyed her face. Porkchop had to go through the drive-thru and sing his order and pay for the show. That was kind of funny. He's also had to do the cinnamon challenge. Liv's also had to eat an onion. Porkchop's also had to do the ice pack on the crotch. Nothing for me, ever, and nothing for you yet.
Although it did worry me, you were soliciting for new punishments.
And
a lot of crazy stuff came in.
I suggested like 6 or 8 things. One of them I really do not want to do, so I hope... that idea is not going to be brought up.
What does it entail? Give us a hint. The licking one?
A tongue. Kind of like my tongue to stay in my mouth.
Ew.
Occasionally I'll say hi to my wife with it, but other than that, just me and my food. Okay, now let's get down to the actual stuff here. We are live on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, and we're going to take turns rolling the dice. The goal is to get a 6. The higher the number, the better. The lower the number, terrible. The lowest number loses, and they take on the box of shame tomorrow. In the event of a tie, like the 2 lowest people, you'll have a roll-off. Same idea. Whoever gets the higher number wins. Who wants to go first today for Dare Dice?
I'll do it.
All right, Mackenzie.
So I want to roll high.
Mackenzie.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared. Okay, here we go.
Wow, I'm feeling like Mackenzie is going to do well.
Hi. Come on, baby 6. Here we go.
Let's see, and she rolls.
Three. Middle of the road.
That is honestly not good.
Okay, it's better than a 1 or 2, so
all right,
I'll take
that. Now, Liv the Web Girl, she's been known to roll some low ones.
I know, I am so scared. I swear if I have to do it again... This dice is rigged.
As we all throw the same one.
I had to do it last week, so I'm really hoping I don't have to do it again this
week. I always have butterflies right before you let go.
I kind of want Liv and Porkchop to do it, so I'm hoping Liv gets like a 2.
Ah!
Oh my God.
You're psychic. She got a 2.
Liv the Web Girl just rolled a 2. How you feeling, Liv?
I'm so angry and I'm so mad and I blame you, Joe.
I'm relieved. Oh. I'm so relieved, though. Thank you.
My day has been such a rough start and I've been so mad, but I'm so happy now. Because I know there's no way, unless Porkchop rolls a 1 right here.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to roll a 1. This is going to be my first time rolling a 6. Right, Joe? Come on, help me call
it,
Joe.
Porkchop, I actually would like you to roll a 1 if you don't mind.
Come on. 6. Here we go.
Roll a 1, Porkchop. Roll a 1.
Oh, no!
Porkchop rolled a 1! I swear to God, I am psychic now. I'm buying a lottery ticket. You just rolled a 1. Hey, high five, Porkchop.
His face is shocked.
High five, Porkchop.
No.
Hey, that's what you get when you go out drinking the night before. All right, hey.
So terrible. Porkchop, your only hope is that Joe also rolls a 1 and then there can be a roll off.
And then we can get the hook from Big Timers. Everybody get your roll on.
Oh,
what?
Man. Okay, all now right. Predict your own just
for
fun.
I will say everyone on Instagram Live is hoping Joe rolls a 1 and is predicting he rolls a 1. I hope it's Joe this week.
All right, Joe.
For the sake of it being exciting, I hope I roll a 1 then beat him in the roll off. But I think I'll roll a 4 here.
Roll off.
Give me a 4. Oh, 5. Oh, highest number.
He's always a high roller.
High number, baby.
Always a high roller.
So Porkchop, that means.
Producer Porkchop. He's so sweet.
I call it karma. Here's the deal, Porkchop. Tomorrow at this time, you will be doing the box of shame, okay?
Yeah, I know. I know all about the box of shame, Joe.
It's in my whole life. I finally came out of the box of shame. Now they try to put me back in it. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. My cousin Jeremy, straight out of Michigan. And I want to love him. He's a family member, but he's an interesting dude. Jeremy, good morning, sir. I got you some Kid Rock to welcome you on the show. I don't know if that makes you happy or not.
You know I love a good Bob Ritchie song.
Oh, yeah, Bob Ritchie. Hey, Jeremy, I've heard so much about you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who is this?
This is Mackenzie. She is now here on the show. It's me, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop.
Well, Mackenzie, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You hear him say our show.
I know. Like, he thinks he's like the honorary member of it.
I've heard you're quite the charmer, Jeremy.
Well, we'll see how I do with you.
Now, Jeremy, I often don't want you on the show, as people know, and I get a lot of crap for that, even though you're my cousin. But why exactly are you? Did you want to call in today? What's going on?
Well, first of all, I just want to apologize for not calling in lately. I haven't had my phone on me, so I've had my phone on me. It just hasn't been activated because I didn't pay my bills, so they turned it off. Yeah, that sucks, right?
Oh, not man. Cool. That's why I've been getting text messages from you. Dang, and I'm so sorry to hear that,
but
Jeremy.
But you have it back on now.
I do it. Well, obviously, I have it back on. I'm talking to you, right?
Yeah. Congratulations.
There we go.
You paid his bill.
Slow clap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to give you some advice, Mackenzie, for when you're working with Joey. You know, sometimes he gets mad when you show up at his house in the middle of the night. Like if you clam bake in his car without him knowing it. Just don't ever do that. All right?
My cousin Jeremy partakes in substances which are sometimes not legal.
So you like to call him Joey, I just heard?
Oh, well, that's his name, Joey.
No, it's, well, if you're going to go legally, it's Joseph. So, no, Mackenzie, I do not like being called Joey.
Joey, you know I never do anything that's legal, bud.
Okay, can we move this along?
Yeah, never call never drunk dial his wife at 3 a.m. because he don't like that either. Even though Lindsay is she's a fine girl, and she's super nice, never do that because Joey gets mad, I tell you what.
Uh-oh.
He gets super.
Jeremy doesn't really understand, like, borders and, like, lines to cross. Yeah, boundaries. Yeah. That's what we're looking for, Mackenzie. And he makes it awkward. And, yeah, speaking of my wife, I am really excited. Coming up on Thursday, it's going to be our 4-year wedding anniversary, which is crazy to think. But also, it'll be 7 years that we've been together. That's a long time.
No, you have not got a present. Jeremy, do you have any recommendations for your cuz Joey here?
Joey, you haven't gotten her a gift yet?
No.
What are you doing, man? You could get her anything. There's anything in the world you could get her. You could get her a gift card to, like, Starbucks or something. You could name a star after her. I saw that in a movie once. The girl loved it. It's super romantic. It's like,
you know, that's a giant scam, Jeremy.
What are you talking about?
So wait, I'm just supposed to, like go online, name a star after my wife, and just point to the sky like, hey, Lindsay, that star's after you.
Yeah, why not? It's super romantic, man. She'd probably be all over you if you did that.
Okay.
There's an idea.
Man, poor
cat. I think it's a good idea.
This is going really well. I'm glad we have my cousin on. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, man. You could shave your name or her name into your chest hair or your back hair.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Or to really keep giving, you can get a tattoo. Get a tattoo of her face, like right on your chest or something.
Would you do that? Would you get a little Lindsay face tat?
No, I would.
I would.
That would be so weird.
All right, we're running out of time here. Is there anything else that you...
Well, I want to say that I actually have taken a liberty upon myself, and I've gotten something for it. And you'll find out what it is this weekend.
I would prefer that you don't send anything to our house.
Well, he should be there around 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
Okay. Is there anything else, Jeremy?
It's going to cost $250, but I will pay you back.
I'm not, dude, I don't have any money. I'm not paying for something, no.
Dude, trust me, she will like it, and she deserves a good dance, all right?
Oh, wow.
Were you ordering, like, a male, like, delivery stripper or something?
Hey, man, you guessed it.
God, why do we have my cousin on?
Wow.
You know I don't like
talking
to him.
These family dynamics are super awkward. I feel really...
Well, there's
uneasy.
Mackenzie, I don't know about you, but there's certain families sometimes that you just don't talk to. You're blood related, but that's it.
You're right.
Hey, I heard you got a new opening down there for a job, a quarterback or something, right?
Yes, we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Houston, Texas. And in Indianapolis, it was kind of big news over the weekend. Andrew Luck, he is now retired. So I don't think there's an opening. I'm pretty sure they have a quarterback already.
Well, I'm pretty good at throwing a ball, man. Put me in. Just give me a chance. You know the people, right? You're popular down there.
I don't really have a lot of connections with the Colts. Mackenzie, do you have any connections? I mean, I know a few people, but, like, I can't just say, like, what, you want to try out to be the new quarterback?
Yeah, man, all I need is my shot, what? Joey. Come
what?
On. This
could, what is happening?
What are you doing, Jeremy, in the background?
I can throw a ball super far. I can throw it through a tire, like, 7 out of 10 times. Come on, just give me a chance.
Yeah, he played a little high school football, like water boy stuff. All right, Jeremy, I'm getting the wrap-up signal, which means we got to say goodbye, okay?
All right, man. I'll call you later about this.
Yeah, all right.
Nice talking with you.
Oh, Mackenzie, it has been my pleasure. Believe me.
Okay, Pork Chop?
Yeah.
Like, I trust you to make calls on what we do on the show. Maybe we just take a little time off for my cousin Jeremy, because it seems like all he wanted to do is hit on Mackenzie, hit on my wife, and try to get a tryout for himself.
He pays me to put him on the show.
How much is he paying you?
It's between us.
Between us.
Pays you in dip. All right. We are ready to be thespians, but we need you to be on the show. 833-563-2539. Call now. Let's have a little fun right here. We're going to do a game called Act It Out, and the way it works is quite simple. We've got some movie lines. We've got some dialogue. And in our amazing, talented ability, Mackenzie, trying to be humble as possible, but we're so good.
We are actors. Yes, we are going to act out some lines from famous movies. All you have to do is simply name that movie.
We're looking for one person to play with us. 833-563-2539. You will sit back. You will have our words go into your ear hole and pure pleasure.
And these are major movies. They're not just ones that you won't know. You'll get these, is what I'm saying.
Joe, you forgot the most important part. If you call in and you're the right caller and you can guess our movie lines, you win a copy of the Taylor Swift new album, Lover.
Lover, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I love it. I love this.
Where'd you get that from?
Where did I get it from? I got it from the boss.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound cooler. I got it from Taylor Swift.
Yeah, baby.
All right, well, phones are blowing up now that you brought a little T-Swizzle in your life. All right, we're going to get everybody lined up here, and if you got to do it, what do we want to say here? Like 3 out of 5, right? If you can do 3 out of 5 right, you're the winner. What are the rules going to be?
Absolutely.
Okay, 3 out of 5. I think that's pretty easy.
That's reasonable, right?
We're so talented. You should go 5 for 5.
Yes.
All right, let's get our player this morning, Holly. Hey, what up? You're on the show.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Holly, get ready. If you get 3 out of these 5 right, we're hooking you up with that brand new Taylor Swift album. We'll give you a digital download of Lover.
Okay, you want me to go first?
Yeah, ladies first. Listen to Mackenzie.
Okay, girlie, can you name this movie? Here we go. I just don't think that Brooke could have done this. Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands. They just don't.
Legally Blonde.
Yes!
Dang.
That is correct. Woo!
All right.
All right, right off the bat. She's killing it.
All right. Who shall go next? Me? Okay. Here we go. You have the voice of an angel. Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Oh, my God. Stepbrother!
Wow. Yes! Holy cow. 2 for 2. I mean, could you go 3 for 3 and we call this a game?
Yes. Okay, I'll do one more here, and then we'll send it to Pork Chop. Okay, here we go. So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. We're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you forever, every day, you and me, every day.
Oh, my God. So it's from, I know it's by Nicholas Sparks.
Yes.
3.
You got this?
2.
Oh. Ryan Gosling.
1. Ah. How could you not realize
Notebook.
That was The Notebook?
You said 3 and I said The Notebook.
Oh, dang it. That's okay. She's still doing great.
Yeah, 2 for 3. You still got 2 more chances here. How about this one? It's been 84 years and I can still smell the fresh paint. The china had never been used. The sheets had never been slept in. It was called The Ships of Dreams. And it was. It really was.
That was good, Joe.
That was a really good Joe.
Thank you. I guess I channel an 84-year-old woman. do you know what line that is from? What movie? Come on, we're thespians here trying to do our best.
Oh, gosh. No, I have no idea.
No, yes, you do.
You do.
3.
She throws a big...
2.
Jewel in the water.
Not a Juul you vape with. One. I'm sorry.
No, I have no clue.
Titanic.
I will say, I've never seen this movie.
What?
So I get where she's coming from.
Titanic is a classic. I say I saw it like four times in the theater when it came out.
Okay, now that's a little obsessive. That's way
big Leo fan over here.
All right, well,
yes.
You're 2 for 4 right now. You got one left. You have to
you
get
have
it
to
right.
You have to get this. She's got it.
I'm so worried. Holly, you were on fire, and now you're stinkerinoing.
Producer Porkchop is going to try.
Okay, let me turn down Celine for a second. Thank you, Celine, for your contribution.
I shall call him Squishy, and he shall be mine, and he shall be my Squishy. Come on, Squishy. Come on, little Squishy. Ow. Bad Squishy. Bad Squishy.
Wow. Award-winning performances are happening this morning.
Should I put a little more into it?
Oh, my gosh, that's, oh, my gosh, fishy, fishy, fishy.
Yes, yes.
Three.
Oh. Dory.
Two.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Mackenzie,
you gave away so many clues.
Yeah, Mackenzie.
That's what I do.
She's like, it rhymes with Finding Nemo. All right, Holly.
Yay!
You started out hot. You got really cold, but Mackenzie wanted you to win that Taylor Swift digital download of Lover, and that's just what you did. Congratulations.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Woo!
Hey, Pork Chop, I didn't realize it. Do we have more downloads of Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
All right, then maybe we'll get some more away this week then.
Sounds good. Yeah, let's do it all week.
Oh, okay, cool. As long as we ain't paying for it. All right, get over here on a microphone. We'll do the dummy of the day in a second. I want to nominate Porkchop as our dummy of the day today. See, you think you're all cool and stuff. You go out drinking on a weeknight, but you're a hot mess. Who'd you just talk to for 17 minutes?
The girl that just won the Taylor Swift album.
Well, let's preface this. He was on the phone for how long? Literally...
Probably
what,
10 minutes.
I don't know. I honestly think he was. I feel like she's never going to listen to us again. She's like, you know what? It's not worth the prize having to talk that long.
Well, I didn't,
telemarketers are better than that.
I didn't realize she was in. She's in Houston, and I entered all her info for Indy, and then she was telling me where she's from. She's like Richwood. I'm like, where the heck is that? I was like, are you in Houston? And she's like, no, Richwood.
We love Producer Porkchop because he's so friendly. But like that conversation was the longest. Conversation I think you've ever had.
Yeah, like I feel like not that I want Mackenzie on air more, but Mackenzie, would you mind learning how to do phones?
Yeah, I mean I'm pretty talkative too on the phone, I guess.
All right.
How about this? When you call in, be like, "Hey, I'm from Houston," or "Hey, I'm from Indy." That would help me a lot.
That would have saved 10 minutes of your life.
It would have.
If you don't want to be stuck with Porkchop, tell him where you're from immediately. All right. I'm not going to make you the dummy of the day. I got somebody else. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Three women and their children went into a baby store. This happened in New Jersey, Porkchop's home state, last week, and they had one thing on their mind. A little five-finger discount.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Two of the women distracted the employee while the other woman stole a stroller. I didn't realize strollers were such hot commodities. Are they expensive?
Yes, they can be.
Okay.
It depends what brand, but of course.
Well, yeah, they all left the store, and this plan would have worked out because they got away, but they had to come back. For what reason did they come back, you ask? Well, one of them left their kids behind.
Oh.
Whoops.
How do you leave your kid behind?
Oopsie.
How's it even possible? Two of the women that came back were charged with shoplifting conspiracy. The other smart person's like, I ain't going to be going back. It was probably her kid. She's like, I'm leaving little Susie there. And they're still saying she's on the loose.
One of my first jobs, I worked at Victoria's Secret. And the theft there was crazy. And the sad part is, people would stuff things and items under their kids in the strollers.
Did it work?
Yeah. I mean, because it was crazy. Like, I would see it and tell my manager, and they're like, well, you have to actually witness it. It's like they didn't want to bust them or accost them or whatever.
Mackenzie's like, no. She's like throwing the baby out of the stroller. Look, well, there it is.
I would be more upset because I would just get one of those that, I know that people hate the word panties, but I get one of those tables, perfect, and then someone would go in and swipe them all and like steal them. I'm like, oh.
All right. Well, do not mess up, Mackenzie. These organized
Please
panties.
Please do not.
or you'll have a panty problem. All right, that right there is your dummy of the day. We'll put a swipe up link on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, for you to check out. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got the whole gang here. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and you at 833-563-2539. So something happened to me, I guess this morning. It happened probably overnight, but I just noticed it this morning. And I feel violated. I'm kind of pissed. I'm not happy about it. And this has happened in my past before. Trying to think, probably 5 to 10 years ago.
You came in pretty flustered, I will say.
Yeah,
like 5 in the morning.
And I'm gonna have to deal with it after the show. This is not done. But for whatever reason, I try to be pretty careful in my life and not be stupid. Somebody jacked my ID and they drained out my bank account.
No,
and
I'm
like, no, are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you have held on. He has not said anything about that all morning. That's what's been happening,
dude.
Yeah, so it's like which is fine. I know I'll get my money back, but it's just like, oh man, they took hundreds of dollars. Not that I'm a loaded dude or anything, but when you have your bank account drained, it kind of sucks if you've never been through the process before. First of all, you start to worry, well, did they steal my identity? I don't think so. I'm assuming this is a case where they just skimmed my information from somewhere, and now I think about, like, where did it go? Like, part of me wants to go there and confront the people.
Were you getting alerts from your bank? Is that how you found out?
No alert. Yeah, I got an overdraft notice this morning that I was hundreds of dollars in the hole. But, yeah, they spent like $300-$400 last night. And, well, like, over the course, and they do small stuff. That's how it always happens, too. It was like a $3 purchase, then like $75, then $300. I'm like, how does this stuff go through? So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be okay. I don't think it was my identity, which there's not much there anyways to steal. But that's the worst thing, is when you actually get your, like, Social Security taken. But I think somebody either at a place I went through, I won't say what restaurant, but I went through the other day and I got a sweet tea from this place that serves sweet teas. And they took a little bit of time to get me my card back, so it could have been there. They just write down your information or take a... Honestly, it's really quick. They could take a picture of both, because you can go online and do different things, and there's ways to make cards.
So shady.
That, or like a gas station skimmer, possibly.
You know, this has actually happened to me. And I called the bank, and they were asking me all these questions. You know,
they don't believe you when it happens. They're like, oh, you're trying to commit fraud almost. Like, they don't believe that it really happened to you.
I have thought, I go, someone stole my card and has been going on a shopping spree. And then, no, it was just me.
That's the worst,
though,
too.
Wishful thinking.
When you have to actually, like, look through all your stuff, you're like, did I go there or not?
Dang.
But I checked my pattern. I'm like, no, I didn't go to these places.
And so it wasn't just a credit card. This was your debit?
Yeah, like my banking
card. Your bank
card. Yeah, so.
That's awful.
But the money will come back, but that'll probably take like 3 to 5 days. It's just like, oh, it got me just so angry this morning. It's like, man, like, go get a job. Like there's people that every day all they do is steal identities. It's a huge thing, and it's just so frustrating. You know what I'm talking about when you go through that and you have to get your information fixed. So I got to be at work today. Then when I'm done, I mean, I've been trying to shut my cards all down there, but then, like, there could be other stuff, so who knows. I got to go to the bank, probably the quickest thing, and they'll cancel it, make me a new one. But just like Porkchop you were bringing up, I don't like the conversations even with them, because they're like, are you sure? Like, where was your last thing?
Really?
When I've had this happen before, they, like, question everything I did as if, like, I was some, like, elaborate, like, person. But to be fair, last time I had my my car jacked, they stole, like, $900.
Maybe you need a new bank, because when it happened with me through Bank of America, they were so good.
Yeah.
Like, I check my stuff every day, and I noticed that, like, $800 was missing, and it was two purchases to Hewlett-Packard. So, yeah, Bank of America is good.
Bank of America helped me out one time, too, because I ordered a package that was, like, $300 worth of clothes, and it never showed up to my apartment. And I had back and forth with, you know, the packaging company that was supposed to bring it, and they never brought it. And I called Bank of America, and they just refunded me like that.
Yeah, they were so good. And they figured out someone skimmed my ID when I was in line in Mexico.
Oh, so, like, they figured out. That's
awful. I was in Mexico standing in line to walk back into the United States, and they get real close to you, like these people, and they have magnets in their pocket.
That's a terrible feeling. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry you're going through this, just because it's like all the things now you have to deal with.
No, I want to turn this into a fun game, and I know it's not fun, but I want to know at 833-563-2539, who listening had this happen, and how much money did they take from you? I've had like $900 as my max, but I guarantee someone listening has had more than $900 taken out of their account by somebody that scammed or skimmed them.
They knew it wasn't me, because, like, I don't shop at Hewlett-Packard. I shop at Mac.
I will say Chase Bank stopped it right, nipped it in the bud, like the first, but mine was weird, like someone was shopping in London or something.
Well, if there's any bank listening and they want to give me a new account with a bunch of money in it, I would be glad to endorse your bank. You can call us too, 833-563-2539. I don't have any money. Somebody drain my bank account.
I am so sorry. That's the worst feeling.
Well, I'm glad you apologized for what you did. I know you run a card skimming scheme, Mackenzie. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you with your stories about how somebody jacked your card. I don't think I have my card, so it wasn't lost, but I think it was either a credit card skimmer, and I don't want to say the restaurant or the fast food place, but they took a long time to ring up my drink the other day. I got a sweet tea at a place, and I think the person really took it there. That's how it's happened before. I'd happened at a pizza place before,
yeah,
and they actually did it twice within like 4 months. The same pizza place did it.
Don't
so they must
back.
Have been doing it.
I
yeah.
feel like karma is going to get you. If you're up to this shadiness.
Oh, I hope they get diarrhea. Like really, like at least 2 days
that
worth.
Upon them.
Yes, a lot of it. Let's go to Luke this morning, 833-563-2539. Luke, what happened, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, so back when I was in the military base, I actually went to the gym, put my wallet in my locker, you know, not thinking that anything's going to happen, you know, didn't lock it because, you know, I'm on a military base.
Should be a secure area.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, right? So leaving the gym, you know, don't see my wallet in my locker. So, you know, at the time, I'm like, okay, must have just left it at the dorm. As I'm walking back to the dorm, I get a message from Chase asking me, hey, fraud alert, are you trying to spend $1,200 at the Apple store right now?
And you were like, no,
and
I am not.
I was like, absolutely not. So sure enough, these people had already went, got in a car wash, probably just to make sure that the card worked, and then drove directly to the Apple store afterwards to try to buy themselves a brand new iPhone or something.
Dang, you gotta give them a little applause for going big or going home.
See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of thieves will just do little things like PetSmart or Target. I mean, if before you get caught, I think you might as well go.
That's Mackenzie's
go
to. If you see Mackenzie going to PetSmart, you're like, what is she doing?
No,
I thought she's allergic.
I would never, but if I stole someone's credit card, I'm heading to Saks. Hello, I'm getting something off. Awesome.
Hey, thank you
or
for
I
calling
get busted.
In, Luke. Let's go to Ted this morning in Houston on Houston's new radio, 92.1. What happened, man? You ever have your identity taken or stolen?
Yes, my name is Ted. The reason how I found out I got my identity stole, they charged $3 on my credit card and it went through.
Yep.
And I go back to find out I got my identity stole not once, but three times. And I go to pay my mortgage, my light bill, the phone bill, and I had no money in my account because my account was froze. They wouldn't even allow me to pay my bills. And, you know, like I heard you say, you hope they get diarrhea. I hope they get worse than diarrhea, man, because it's sad these people do you like this when you get up and go to work every day. And they should get up and go to work and do the same thing that we do instead of stealing our identity. And look what it costs us.
No, Ted, I agree with you, man. Hey, Ted and I wish diarrhea upon you, card thieves. That's going to do it for a Tuesday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. Wow, that went by fast.
It did, didn't it? Hey, I got to give a big birthday shout out to my nephew, Luke. Luke turns 9 today, so happy birthday, Lukey.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Big B-Day.
What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
I'm going to deliver Luke's present, and then I'm excited. I'm going to go get a facial later today.
Nice.
I'm excited. I love that. Yes.
What do they do to scrape off old skin? I've heard of facial, but I don't even know what the heck that is.
Yeah, all the things, like a hydro, just total hydration. Yes.
Ooh, I need that. I'm dehydrated everywhere.
And I'll post all. You can follow me on Instagram, and I'll post my facial experience.
There we go. If you're looking for something to do around lunchtime, facials
yes.
for everyone.
Yes.
And what do you got going on today, Pork Chop?
This is the first day since I think Friday that I'm not at both jobs. So I'm gonna sleep because, as you know, I lived the rock star lifestyle last night.
He did. He. What time did you even go to bed?
4 a.m.
But no, you were up at 4 a.m.
Wait,
you have to be here at 5.
3 a.m.? No,
so
I woke up at 4:50.
Wow. Yeah. But he has not stopped smiling all morning.
Stop. Man, he's getting a lot of action. There we go.
We're just jealous.
So I need to go to sleep.
Yeah, that'd be an idea there. What about you, Live the Web Girl? What do you got going on today?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we closing the show?
Yes.
I have been watching the Jonas Brothers VMAs performance again for like the 15th time this morning because it is so sexy. So for the rest of the day, I'll probably just do that. I'll just keep watching it on a loop. And then later, I'll go back to my second job, but I'll probably just keep watching it there too.
And Joe has to deal with his identity crisis.
Yes. I know who I am. At least I think I know who I am.
That sounded bad. Yeah.
But as far as my actual banking account, aww, somebody else thinks they're me because they drained out my account. So, yeah, I'll be paying my bank a visit today, among other things. I had to reschedule couples therapy yesterday because my therapist had a little thing she had to do with her kiddo. So we'll see here today. Oh, and tonight is my fantasy football draft.
What is your team name?
I'm sorry. Side note, I just got a random thing here. I'm not even kidding. I wonder if somebody like jacked all my stuff. There's a notification on my phone, like on my calendar, says my iPhone X is ready for pickup. I swear to God.
Somebody that stole your money is now buying.
It's on my phone right now as I'm looking at it right now.
An iPhone?
This is juicy. Get the details.
What? I don't know anything and I'm not clicking on the link, but this
Dude,
sucks.
Pick up your new iPhone X. Are you
yes.
kidding me? Congratulations.
Yeah. I already have an iPhone X.
Well, I'll take it.
I wonder what store.
He's trying to track whoever has his credit card information.
But no, it's scheduled on my calendar and my phone.
That's fantastic.
No, it's not. And it has like a bit.ly link to click on.
Oh, wait. Don't. Okay, yeah. Don't click that.
I'm going to do it on our work computer. Those things have been hacked enough.
I'll call Chase's, you know, my ex's cousin. She works at Apple. She can help you.
Yeah, find out what's going on, okay? Because this just makes the day even more fun.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Well, back to your fantasy league. What's your team name real quick? I just want to know.
Well, I feel like you got to wait until you pick your team because you want to probably play, make it like someone that you've picked. But I will give you, I'm going to give you a little tip here, Joe. Quarterbacks, top three quarterbacks I'm telling you to pick this year.
Andrew Luck.
Don't
no,
go there.
No, and no. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Baker Mayfield.
Patrick
They're
going
to light it up this year.
Mm. I was the Mickaritas. I told you that. My team. But I lost, so. Cute name. Bad team.
And if you pick Patrick Mahomes, you can be the Mahomies.
I was going to go with Big Bald Baby. That's usually my team name. But
BBB.
We can see what's up with that. All right, well, listen, we can't do any of that. I'm sorry I'm so flustered. This is really frustrating me. We can't do any of that, though, unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.